Life Action Ministries presents Base Camp Adventures.
Oh. Hey, Ranger Sue. I didn't know you could make pottery. Ranger Sue?
Oh, Piper. One second, I need to clean my hands.
It's all right.
This client got me on the show tunes kick. I'm just listening to the original Broadway cast of Wisconsin, and it helps me focus while I do this.
Yeah, I was just saying, you can make pottery? Oh, I didn't know that.
You tired? How did you sleep last night?
Oh, no, I'm fine. I was just up early having my quiet time.
Ah, what you reading about?
I was reading about the story of Gideon and how he... smashed all those pots and stuff. You know, it's kind of funny that you're making pottery now.
Yeah, my grandma taught me. She was very old-fashioned. She made all her own dishes.
What? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong. It's just interesting fashion choices you got going on there.
Oh, you noticed. I was hoping you would.
Kinda hard to miss. What are all the colors for?
Well, the colors match those gospel bracelets you made us last week. My hat is yellow, representing the, the glory of God. But this scarf is black, representing our sin, like a leash holding us back from doing God's plan.
Oh, well, that's, interesting.
Well, it's sin, Ranger Sue. We can't sugarcoat it. Speaking of coats, my coat is red, representing the blood of Christ, and underneath the coat is a white shirt, representing our soul, washed clean of transgression.
And your green pants represent growth in Christ?
Exactly! Oh, and maybe you could make pots!
Pots?
Yeah, like with the campers' names on them. And then they can be like sin pots, and the kids can write their sins on slips of paper and put them in the pot and then smash them on the ground! Like Gideon!
Piper, how much sleep did you get exactly?
Oh, hang on. Hold that thought. JJ?
Hey, Piper.
What are those?
What?
On your feet?
Oh, my gaiters?
Sorry, Ranger Sue. Just one second. JJ, we talked about this. You are a member of the McLaurin Dispensation now.
The McLaurin Dispensation?
Those gaiters are not approved footwear.
Aw, come on, Piper.
Sorry, JJ, but you'll have to change your shoes for the next meeting, alright?
Right, and you look like you need a nap.
Do I look like I'm kidding?
Aw, come on, Piper. Ranger Sue, are you hearing this?
Hearing? Yes. Understanding? Working on it.
Just please have them changed before the meeting, okay?
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, what?
Piper, the McLaurin Dispensation?
It's my denomination! That's the thing these days. Everyone needs a denomination.
And you named it after yourself?
Of course. I don't want someone else swooping in to steal my ideas.
And you have a dress code.
Well, yes, to encourage more godly living.
Piper!
What?
Well, I have a big problem with what you're doing here. You're creating rules and regulations that can't be found in the Bible.
Oh, Ranger Sue, you have nothing to worry about. Everything I wrote in my book is based on scripture. I was even making revisions this morning.
You wrote a book? Like your own Bible?
Well, kinda, I guess.
How many base campers are in this club of yours?
Denomination.
How many, Piper?
Well, I've given away 20 copies of my book.
20? That's most of base camp.
What's the big deal? I'm just trying to do some good.
It's more complicated than that, Piper. I think we need to talk to Mountain Man Jack about this.
What?
How many pages are in this?
275. I'm a fast typer.
No wonder Joe's had to make so many trips down the city for copy paper. Why so many rules about clothes? Thou shalt wear the color purple on Sunday, in remembrance of the one given by Jesus as his blood. Oh, Piper.
I don't get it. I'm trying to be more pleasing to God.
By making up rules God didn't write?
But Sue...
Sue is right, Piper. I appreciate you trying to live a godly life, but this is going too far.
But lots of good Christians write books.
Yeah, but their books are full of insight from studying living the Christian life, not rules and regulations. But your book is telling folks to do things the Bible doesn't say.
That's right, Piper. In both Deuteronomy and Revelation, there are verses warning us about adding or taking away anything from Scripture.
I never said my book was part of the Bible.
And that's good, but it looks like you're still laying down these rules and such as if they're commandments. It'd be one thing if you were making friendly suggestions, but this...
But I did do a lot of research, and I want the campers to know that this way is the best way.
The best way, huh? You sure about that?
From what I've seen, yes. Every rule that I've come up with is there to help you never break one of God's rules.
Well, those are good intentions, Piper. You know, there was a group of men in Jesus' time who used their knowledge of God's word to come up with a list of rules. And they forced those rules on the people of Israel. They were called Pharisees, and Jesus had some pretty harsh words for them about their pride.
I'm sorry, Mountain Man Jack. I know what I'm talking about here. These rules are solid. I'm not going to apologize for knowing more scripture than everyone else.
Is that so? Well, that being said, I'm still going to have to ask you to get every copy of your book back from the campers.
What? But I...
No complaints now, Piper. This issue is bigger than you think it is. I need you to go round up those books now, okay?
All right, fine. I don't understand, but okay.
Well, have you ever...
No, I have not. Every new year of camp, there are new situations I never thought I'd have to deal with. Piper's sure grown in her faith since she first got here. But now she seems to be struggling with pride, something fierce.
Yeah, godliness is one thing, but...
Right. And the last thing I want is Piper steering the other kids to the wrong ideas. They sure are impressionable at this age. Better to be molded by God, not Piper.
Molded.
What's up?
If you don't mind, Mountain Man Jack, I think I have a lesson for tonight.
Do you now?
So then he made me take back all of my...
Oh!
My books! Can you believe that?
Do you need a nap?
I've been trying to fight my sleepiness, but it's getting harder and harder.
I don't know, Piper. I think Mountain Man Jack was right. You were saying some weird things.
I was just trying to live a godly life.
You wanted us to turn our new bunks into coffins.
Because we are supposed to rest in... Oh, rest in... Huh? What? Does no one have my kind of vision?
You're kind of acting like a know-it-all, Piper. I mean, I'm really glad you're wanting to learn so much about God. Well, you still got a lot to learn. I mean, I still have a lot to learn, and I'm a year older than you.
Are you ridiculing me because of my youth? Because 2 Timothy says not to do that.
First.
What?
That verse is in 1 Timothy.
Well, it's in Gideon.
Timothy.
Yeah, Timothy, that's what I said.
All right, youngsters, I'm giving the lesson today.
Ranger Sue?
Yes, Albert?
I see you have a pottery wheel. Is your batter board oak or chestnut? Oh. And do you ever use calcium carbonate in your glazing process? Oh, and do you use a sager or some other kind of kiln furniture during the firing?
Well, I thought I knew pottery. Now, kids, I've been wanting to show you this for some time now. I do love clay. My grandmother first taught me about clay when I was just 7 years old. The best clay needs to be just moist enough to be moldable, but not so soft that it can't hold its shape. Now, as I begin to spin this wheel, you begin to realize that this is Piper's dream, but you can't really hear that because it's now shot.
Huh? What? Where am I? What are those blades of grass? They're taller than me. And is that a tree? It's the biggest thing I've ever seen. What happened?
Hey, you.
Ah! Hello? Is someone there talking to me?
Yeah, you with the face. Over here.
I don't see you.
Closer. You're looking right at me.
All I see is a giant rock, or I guess a little rock. It looks giant.
Hey, I am not a rock, okay? I am a lump of clay.
A talking piece of clay? How are you talking without a mouth?
Just roll with it. That's how I get around, by the way, rolling places. Anyway, what's your name?
Piper.
Well, Peppa, since you're new around here, let me just give you a heads up.
Why does this always happen to me? It's Piper!
See, I ain't just any ordinary piece of clay. Nah, I'm the best lump of clay there is.
I'll take your word for it. I don't actually know any other lumps of clay. Listen, do you know how I...
You don't believe me? Okay, all right. Go ahead. Look at me. See how round I am? That's right, yeah. And look at my clay. You ain't gonna find a redder piece of clay around. Okay, so let me ask you something. you got a dream?
I think I'm having one right now.
Yeah, I know it's a personal question. We just met, but hear me out, okay? You got a dream? Maybe you want to be a movie star or a doctor. Or maybe you want to be like an astronaut. I don't know about you, but I got a dream. Let me tell you.
Okay, sorry. Can we just back up here a minute?
You want to know what it is? Okay, I'll tell you. But you got to not laugh, okay? And, all right, here it is. I got a dream that someday a potter will come by here and he's gonna...
A what?
You know, a potter. Somebody who makes pots and vases and stuff out of pieces of clay like me. Try to keep up, okay?
Hey!
Anyway, my dream is that a potter will come along and take me away from this dump, mash me up, mold me into the most majestic, incredible, decorative vase the world's ever seen. And that I'd sit in the palaces of kings and queens, and everybody who comes by will look at me and they'd say, "Ooh, ah, beautiful."
Beautiful.
Hey, don't make fun. It's my dream. I can have them say whatever I want. Wait a second.
What?
There he is!
Who?
Who? The potter!
Whoa, he's huge!
Oh, we're just small. Who's to say? Hey, Mr. Potter! Over here! Pick me! Potter! Over here! Right in front of you!
This piece looks good.
Hey, wait! No! That's the wrong piece of clay! That's Jerry! He's no good! I'm the one you want! I'm the best one! The best! Ah! Jerry!
Yay, this is fun! I've never seen him so high up here!
Jerry! I'll get you for this!
Aw, Jerry sure looked happy.
Yeah, well, he got picked! It's not fair! Getting picked is my dream, not Jerry's, mine! And look around you. I'm clearly the best lump of clay on the shore. What has Jerry got that I ain't got? That's what I want to know. It should have been me.
Well, it still could be. Look.
He's coming back! Pick me! Oh, pick me!
He's coming closer!
He's reaching for me! He picked me! Oh, right! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Clay! Clay! No, don't leave me here! I'm as small as a bug! Wait for me!
Wow, would you look at the size of this table?
Yeah, and it's high, too. It's like standing on top of a skyscraper when you're this small. How did I get up here, anyway?
Well, you probably floated. I mean, your feet haven't been touching the ground since I met you.
You're right! And I'm see-through!
Oh, yeah, that too.
Wait, how do you know any of this? You don't have eyes. How can you see?
The same way I can talk, I guess. Now, would you stop yapping? If you hadn't noticed, my dream is coming true. Look at where we are.
Oh, wow, such beautiful vases. And they're huge.
This is the place. This potter is gonna make me into a vase like those. I'll be sitting in the palaces in no time, and everybody will look at me and they'll say, "Ooh, ah, beautiful." And not only that, I'll be the best vase there ever was. And you want to know why?
Because you're the best piece of clay there ever was.
You got it, sister.
Here comes the potter.
Now, let me see here. This one will do.
Here we go. Well, what are you waiting for, Papa?
Piper.
Yeah, you can float, can't you? Follow me. Oh, that kind of tickles. You, my spleen, if I had one.
That doesn't look very comfortable.
Oh, part of the process. No pain, no gain.
Oh, he just smushed you flat.
Yeah, I noticed.
Are you getting dizzy?
I throw up if I had a stomach!
There. All formed up and ready to harden.
You hear that, Porter? I'm all molded.
Clay?
All I gotta do is sit in the sun and let its warm rays dry me out, and I'll be a beautiful vase. Hey, wait a second. The window's that way. Mr. Potter, we're going the wrong way. Hey, it's dark in here. I'll never harden like this. Doesn't this potter know that you need heat to harden clay?
Clay, I think he knows.
We're in an oven!
There we are. All finished.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Speak for yourself. The flames went right through you. But hey, at least I'm hardened now and my dream has come true.
Clay.
Shh, he's putting me down next to the other vases.
Clay.
Not now, Pipey. I gotta talk to my fellow vases. Greetings, brethren.
Are you talking to us?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. I mean, you're the only ones here, so I must be talking to you.
Did you hear that, Elliot?
Indeed I did, Wellington. Should I tell him or should you?
Tell me what?
Let me.
By all means.
I'm afraid, little pot, that we vases only speak to other vases. Unless, of course, we're telling a non-vase that we only talk to vases.
What are you talking about? I'm a vase now, just like you.
Did you hear that, Wellington?
If my ears did not deceive Elliot, he thinks he's a vase.
I am a vase!
Are you sure?
Yeah, I hadn't looked down at myself until just now. I'm a pot. A no good, ordinary, lousy pot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Clay. I tried to tell you.
Don't you understand, Piper? I'm stuck like this. I'll never be Clay again. I'll never be a vase now. I'll never sit in the palaces of kings and queens, and no one will ever say, ooh, ah, or beautiful about me. Ever.
Oh, Clay.
That will be 2 shekels, lad.
Here you go.
Thank you. May I ask, why so many pots?
For the battle, sir. Water for the soldiers.
You're with that upstart Jerubel, then.
Yes, sir.
Well, be on your way, then. I don't know how much good it'll do you.
Thank you, sir.
Great. Just great. Now I'm just one in a stack of pots. Not special at all.
At least you're on the top of the stack.
Yeah, you're standing on my head.
Pipe down, Fred. Did you see that back there? This kid bought all of us for 2 shekels. For 2 shekels! Do you know how much that means I'm worth?
No.
Me neither. But I know it's not much. Boy, this kid smells. When's the last time you took a shower, kid?
Hey, take it easy. It looks like he's really poor.
Fantastic. The exact opposite of a king and queen. My dream's going right out the window.
Where are we?
The middle of nowhere, that's where.
Look at all these tents! Mountain Man Jack would love it here! Wow, and they're huge! And I'm not just saying this because I'm like 2 inches tall. It looks like you could actually stand up in these. You could fit like 12 people in that one. Look at that peg placement. It's pristine!
Boy, you sure have a thing for tents, don't you?
Didn't that kid say something about an army? Maybe these are army tents.
Yeah, and it looks like we're heading toward the biggest one.
I'm only saying you started with 32,000 men, and you've whittled them down to 300.
Excuse me, General. I have pots for the water rations.
Thank you, Pura. Please put them over there for later.
Yes, sir.
Did he say General?
The General's tent, huh? Well, that's better than nothing, I guess.
Oh, now we need jars for water. We didn't need them this afternoon, when you weeded out over 9,000 more men from the army with that stunt at the spring. We're going up against 3 armies down in that valley. Their camels are like grains of sand on the seashore, Gideon. There are too many to count.
Oh, these guys are gonna get crushed! 300 men against so many?
What can I do, Commander? Disobey the Lord? Not when he has brought me this far. He has proved himself to me again and again. You think I'm not afraid? I am. But the Lord says he will give us victory against the Midianites with only 300 men. Despite how I feel, I will believe him. Commander! Commander!
Yes, General?
Get up! For the Lord has given you victory over the Midianite hordes!
Sir?
Gather the men, give each of them a ram's horn, a torch, and a clay pot.
Did he just say a clay pot?
What's happening? Clay, don't freak out, but you've got a torch underneath you.
Yeah, the general picked me up and put this torch inside me. It's a little hot, but I can handle it.
What's going on? Where are we going?
Can't you see, Piper? We're going to war!
But I thought these guys were hopelessly outnumbered.
Yeah, that was before, but now they got me.
What?
See, I got a new dream now, Piper. I might be stuck as a pot, but I can still be a war hero.
A war hero?
Yeah.
But Clay...
And you know who war heroes get to meet, don't you? Kings and queens! You know, I forgot, even though I'm a clay pot, I'm clearly the best clay pot. Because the general chose me! That's right, all you other pots! I'm the one the general picked! Me and him, we're gonna go places. I'm gonna be a contender. I'm gonna stop this evil army in their tracks single-handedly. People will come for miles to hear my war stories, and then they'll say, ooh, incredible!
We're stopping.
Piper, the general's holding me up! Everybody's looking at me! Me! Can you believe it? Finally, I'm getting the recognition I deserve! Finally, my dream is coming!
A sword for the Lord!
Hey, what are you...
And for Gideon!
A sword for the Lord! And for Gideon!
Clay? Clay?
I'm in 1,000 pieces, Piper.
Oh, Clay.
I'm garbage now. A piece of me is stuck in a guy's sandal somewhere down the hill. No one will ever want to look at me again.
What are you going to do now?
There's nothing to do, Piper. I'm broken. This is the end. Dr. Branch, come quickly.
What is it, Dr. Diggory?
Look at this.
Is that what I think it is?
It just might be. Hey, hey! What do you guys think you're doing? That was my spot! I've laid there for a few thousand years now! You're just gonna scoop me up, put me in this dark box? Hello? Hello?
Well, it's about time something interesting happened to us.
You're still here? I thought I told you to leave me alone.
Yeah, that was 3,000 years ago. I've been here the whole time.
Oh, that's a bright light. What are they doing?
Hold on, let me get a better look. It looks like they're trying to put you back together.
But why? I'm just a broken pot. An old broken pot. I'm nothing special. I never was. I don't get it, Piper. They put me back together. Granted, I'm still missing a piece or two, but they put me back together. They clean me up. They put me in this glass box on display, and every day I'm sitting here, and people are saying...
Ooh.
Oh.
Ah.
Beautiful.
That! They're saying that!
It sounds like your dream, Clay.
Yeah, it is. It was, but why? Why are they doing that? I don't deserve that. I don't deserve any of this. I'm just an ordinary, broken pot. I know I said I was the best, but that wasn't true. And I've had a few thousand years to think about it. I just wanted it to be true. I wanted to be special and important and admired. But the truth is, I really don't deserve any of that. So why is this all happening?
I don't get it, Mom. What's so special about this broken pot?
Hey, yeah, Mom. Why is everybody so interested in it?
Well, sweetie... According to the plaque, this was Gideon's pot.
Gideon?
The general?
Gideon was a man talked about in the Bible. God chose him to lead an army against the enemy who were attacking Israel. Even though they were well outnumbered, Gideon trusted God and attacked the much bigger army. He used a clever strategy. At night, at just the right moment, Gideon and his men surrounded the enemy's camp, pulled out torches from underneath pots like these, blew ram's horns, and smashed the pots to make a loud and frightening noise. The noise and the light from the torches on the hill scared and confused the enemy into thinking they were surrounded by a much larger army. They were so disoriented that they even started turning on themselves, and Gideon, with God's help, won the battle and freed Israel.
Wow.
And this was Gideon's pot.
I'm written about in the Bible?
Wow.
I can't believe it. God used me. Me! A tiny piece of clay. And he didn't use me until I was broken.
Piper!
Piper!
It's Piper! Oh, that's what you said.
I'm sorry I startled you.
You should have seen yourself jump.
Wait, what? Did you break that pot?
Well, yes. We're making mosaics now.
I told you she was asleep. She didn't hear a thing.
Well, no, but I heard something. Did I really just fall asleep? It seems like ages.
Well, I didn't notice you till just now.
Wow. I feel like, you know how you know what a dream felt like, even though you can't remember it exactly?
Somniomatic neuroplasticity.
Yeah, what he said.
Okay, well, if you remember it, write it down. We were talking about your book.
Oh, never mind. That's not important.
Well, that's a switch. A second ago, it seemed like you were going to have a conniption.
Well, somehow, I feel like I've had a lot of time to think about it. Gideon!
What?
Yeah, I need to go talk to Mountain Man Jack.
Hey there, Piper. You're looking rather chipper. Looks like you had a good nap.
I did, actually. Well, sort of. It was strange. But, I need to talk to you.
What about?
The McLaurin dispensation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, here's the thing. I've been thinking about it, and, I think I'm going to disband it.
Well, why's that?
Well, because I had this really cool idea, this dream, that I would be the smartest person in base camp, and everyone would be listening to me, and I felt like I knew the best thing for everyone, because I've been reading the Bible a lot, and I've memorized a lot of it. But the thing is, what I really wanted was just for people to think I was smart, and it wasn't actually helping God or his plan, like I thought it was. And I was thinking about God's plan and how it's different than I expect. And it's sometimes it's hard what he wants me to do, and it's weird and uncomfortable, and I don't always know what's going on. But in the end, his plan is always going to be better. And in the grand scheme of things, I'm basically nothing.
Wow. What story did Sue tell?
Oh, I don't know. I was asleep.
Huh?
Well, you know, Clay was telling me that he had this dream.
Wait. Clay? Who's Clay?
Never mind. It's not important. The point is, I want to be used by God to do great things for him, not for me. And I know that my way isn't going to work out very well. I want to do it his way.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. And you know, that reminds me of another story from the Bible about a man named Gideon.
I know him!
What?
I mean, I know of him.
Right. Well, he wanted to be used by God to do great things, but God had him do it in a way he never would have thought. You see, what he...
Wow. What a crazy dream Piper had. But you know, I think she learned a thing or two. Sometimes we think we know what's best and that we've got it all figured out. But no matter how much we learn or how old we get, we always need to rely on God, trusting in His wisdom and not in our own. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "If you think you're standing strong, be careful not to fall." And Psalm 44:3 talks about God, saying they did not conquer the land with their swords. It was not their own strong arm that gave them victory. It was your right hand and strong arm and the blinding light from your face that helped them, for you loved them. Only when we admit that we need him and trust in his plan will God really start to use us for his glory. Well, that's all for now. We hope you enjoyed the show. For more fun from the world of base camp, ask a parent and check out our website at lifeaction.org/basecamp. where you can find free coloring pages, additional audio dramas, and more. Base Camp Adventures is a presentation of Life Action Ministries. The Clay Pot was written by Evan David and Justin Green, with direction and sound design by Evan David, Hugh Duncan, Phil Krause, Tom Mathis, and John Reeford. Our vocal talent included Ben Avery, Evan David, Matt Fredericks, Melissa Hankins, Cameron Herdklotz, Abe and Phil Krause, Samuel Loving, Anna Nelson, and Sam Pickle. Our executive producer was Aaron Paulus, and I'm Megan, hoping you'll join us next time for another Base Camp Adventure.